This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Friends, one of the greatest missions opportunity in our lifetime, maybe in history, is upon us as 20 million new Hispanic friends are either here or entering America. How are you going to reach them with the gospel? God has brought the mission field to us, and you're about to hear a whole hour of me interviewing a man of God who was a wolf on Wall Street. He got saved. Now God's using him to reach Hispanics. It's awesome. Right here, right now on Truth Talk. Thank you to all of our amazing affiliates, AFR, the Wilkins Radio Network, the Truth Network, so many folks that carry this program. Stay tuned, be encouraged, and follow me on all the social channels because you can learn more about the show and see some encouraging Bible verses there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, under Stu Epperson. God bless you, and I hope you will do something about this mission field that's coming to us. Let's reach the lost at any cost while we still have time. Here it comes, this week's edition of Truth Talk, where the mission field is coming to us. God bless you, and be encouraged. All right, pack up those bags, grab the passport, get your letters written to raise the support. Call your pastor. I'm going on a missions trip. Everyone's going with me. We're going on a missions trip. We're hitting the road on a missions trip. And I need everyone to go with me. No exceptions. If you're a believer in Christ, you have to go on this trip today. This is raw, real, and happening right this second. Jesus said in John chapter 4, he said, lift up your eyes. Verse 35. And look at the fields, for they are white. They are already white with harvest. So there's a harvest, and here's what's cool. Because, quite frankly, most of you can't go on a missions trip with me. Most of us have not been on a missions trip. Most of us aren't planning to go to reach unreached people who live in countries that are 99% pagan or false religions, less than 1% born again. Most of us aren't going to do that. We're not going to sacrifice anything. When's the last time I sacrificed something to tell someone about Jesus? We're not doing that. We're not built like that. We're the Western church. We're cozy. We're comfortable. We're cool. I'm Stu Epperson, honored to be here today with you, calling you to action right now. I got a man of God on the line who's going to rock your world. Steve is really gifted, and he aims to comfort the afflicted, to afflict the comfortable. That's what this show will do today. We're going on a mission trip. Here's the cool thing. Not one of you has to buy an airplane ticket. Not one of you has to get your passport. Not one of you has to go get shots. All you have to do is, what I'm going to do, is literally leave the studio after this show and walk outside. Because there's 20 million asking to be harvested for Christ, asking you to share the good news of Jesus with them. Who are they? There are Hispanic friends that are flooding into our country. There's not a wall being built. Yes, there's politics, there's legalities. Yes, you're angry, sir. Yes, ma'am, you're upset about this and that. Yes, there's criminal elements happening and all kinds of other geopolitical dynamics. But fundamentally, these are souls that God loves. He so loved the world, he gave. So if I so love the world as he does, do I give? As the Father sent me, Jesus said, so I send you. So there's a harvest of souls that's coming, flooding into America, and you don't even have to leave your neighborhood or your city to reach Hispanics. And they are so friendly. They're so engaging, and they're so kind, and they want to hear about. I pass out Christian radio cards and tracts everywhere I go. I grab Hispanic tracts. I can't keep enough of them. They want to read it. They want to go to a church. They want to come over for dinner. They're right there asking us to share Christ, to share the love of God with them. What are we doing about it? Well, one man is doing something about it. And he is involved in one of the fastest growing Christian Spanish radio networks in the country. I am dialed in with him. We're trying to put his network on a bunch of stations. We're fully in supportive of him. Before even that happened, this guy was a wolf on Wall Street, and you're going to love Dr. Richard Hamlet, who's with us right now. I'm going to bring him on, Keith, here. Keith, our awesome producer. Dr. Hamlet, is that you, sir? Are you there?
Yes, Stu. Good to be with you this afternoon.
Hey, it is good to be with you. And the question that's puzzling myself and all of our listeners, and by the way, I'll put this question out there for everyone. You can call the number, if you'd like, 866-34-TRUTH, or you can just listen and engage with us that way by listening and praying. What are you doing to reach Hispanics? What are you doing to reach this mission field of 20 million people in our population that are coming and going and are newly coming in or have been here some time? What's your plan of attack? What's your plan of reaching them with the good news of Jesus? Dr. Hamlet, please help us understand, why would you, an American, successful Wall Street guy, businessman, why are you suddenly very successful, too, in all kinds of sectors of business? Why would you care about Hispanic souls, about these thousands and millions of people in our country? What's going on? Tell us what kindled your fire, sir. Tell us a little bit about, give us the background on this.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. In the last 20 years, my wife and I have been to most of the countries in Latin America, that's Central and South America. Preaching the gospel and equipping church leaders in Great Commission strategies. And about 4 years ago, when we came back to the United States, the Lord just put a great burden on my heart that what about the 60 million plus Latinos that are in the United States, whether they're documented or not? God has them here providentially. And so while they're here, how are we going to reach them when less than 1 in 10 Latinos in the United States even profess to have a personal saving relationship with Jesus Christ? So Our approach has been twofold, Stu. Thank you for asking. The first one is we set up training sessions here at our GMF Stephen Olford Center in Memphis, Tennessee, where we train Latino church leaders, evangelical leaders, in how to rightly divide the word and preach the gospel, the whole counsel of God, so that they can lead their congregations in true biblical proclamation. That's been missing from Latino communities for years, with name it and claim it gospels and institutional perverted gospels all over this hemisphere. The other thing, though, is we have launched out on a faith-based mission. It's in our business's missions portfolio. It's called the Buenas Nuevas Network, BNN, not to be confused with CNN. We are out there preaching the gospel in the Spanish tongue through bilingual preaching and teaching and K-Love quality Hispanic music. And we're adding satellites, working with groups like yourself and your parents, Stu. And our desire is to reach Latinos all over this country with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow. So surely you're like a Latino. You and your wife are Hispanic. You're minorities. Is that right? And that's kind of what triggers all this?
Well, actually, I am a long-term Anglo-Saxon.
And that's something.
If you look at me, I'm a white man.
Okay.
And in our culture today, you and I as white men, sometimes that makes it more challenging.
Okay, what does a white guy from Memphis care about all these Hispanics? You're going to hear more, folks. This is getting deep in how you can be involved. Wow. Call and ask him a tough question at 866-34-TRUTH. Dr. Richard Hamlet, his journey from Wall Street to ministry, and what we can do about this mission field coming to us. Hang on. Every believer in Jesus Christ, every follower of Christ called to be a witness to the world. One pastor put it this way. Every human being on planet Earth is either a mission field or a missionary. Which one are you? And you don't have to go far. Right here in North Carolina alone, in the early 90s, there were 88,000 Hispanics. Today, there's over a million, probably over 2 million, truth be told. The number's growing. These are wonderful people, sweet people. And they are here, and they need Jesus. And do I really care? Am I so angry at the politics? Am I yelling at my screen and all the stuff happening and the illegal immigration battle and all the, the geopolitical strife and tension and all that, the economics, well, they're taking my jobs, this and that. Well, we care more about them than we do about our veterans. Or, and I'm not, you know, we're not fighting that battle today on this show. I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm talking about how to reach souls with the good news of Christ and lead them to Jesus and then equip them to go into all the world, to go into all those countries. 200 countries Dr. Hamlet's been in preaching the gospel all over Latin America. This guy loves Jesus. He's a white guy from Memphis who has a passion to reach Hispanics, minorities who are becoming majorities rapidly in our country, and he's asking you to join him. Will you join in this amazing mission? And he's asking you to join him because Jesus Christ, Dr. Hamlet, he asked you to join him. You were a wolf on Wall Street pulling down the big dollars. You went from being the biggest donor to a church to being the lowest paid guy at the church. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Wow. Well, tell us about that, your testimony, real quick, and then get into take us back to this mission field and how and what you're doing about that.
Yeah, so I was an investment financier and real estate, really entrepreneur for 15 years, a financial guy in the capital markets. The Lord called me into the pastorate when I was 36 years old. I was a soul winner before that, as a Baptist deacon and Sunday school teacher. And, you know, if that's God's calling in someone's life, that's the highest privilege and honor they can have within the will of God. But sometimes God does give special callings to businessmen to move into the kingdom business realm in a concentrated, strategic way, investing all of their time and their resources and everything they have, all the oxygen in the room, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be intentional in the marketplace. And so that's what happened. I pastored a church for 2 years in the Memphis area, and then I was on a mega church staff pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, where God put the nations on my heart. And then for 20 years now, we've been in our international work, and God has brought the world to America now. America is a melting pot of ethnicities, and the Hispanics are here, almost 20% of our constituency. And so the marketplace is full of those who will never go into a church service. They will never point and click on maybe some type of from a device intentionally, but we have a way to get to them through the radio airwaves and other ways outside the church walls. They're one heartbeat away from being before their Creator under the wrath of God, and they need to hear that Jesus Christ saves sinners. And so that's what it's about. God uses ordinary Christians to do extraordinary things in advancing the kingdom of God. And it's intentionality and knowing every day, praying God would prepare divine appointments with those we encounter wherever we are, in the grocery store, in the gym, in the library, in the boardroom, in the civic room, wherever we are intentional about gospel conversation and trusting God to open up those doors and hearts to receive the gospel.
Amen. And folks, this guy is the real deal, Dr. Richard Hamlet with Global Ministries Foundation. He's got an awesome program. We carry it all over the Truth Network called Ministries in the Marketplace. He interviews kingdom leaders who are, I've been on there, Phil Calhoun's been on there, some great guests have been on there. Talks about how we're utilizing the marketplace to reach folks for Christ, an awesome mission field. And God has really burdened his heart to reach these Hispanics. Dr. Hamlet here, you know, just not too long ago, a couple years ago, you're all over the world, 200 countries, all over Latin America, Central America, South America, and now COVID hits, and now they're flooding in here. And we could sit back and be angry, and we could say, what are they doing? This is my country. What are they doing taking my country and eating my food and taking up real estate? Or we can go the way of the master. We can have eyes like Jesus, eyes of compassion. And you have actually launched this whole Buenas Nuevas network. I've got the app on my phone. I flew to Memphis. I was blown away with Irving. You got Irving, this Cuban believer who you know fled Cuba a couple decades ago. I mean, tell us a little bit about this network. It's Christian, quality Christian music, but great Bible teaching, solid teaching too, right?
Yeah, solid teaching. And, you know, we have programs that, you know, are some of the best known national Anglo and African American preachers, who are translated from English into Spanish. So we have those, but we have a lot of other Hispanic pastors that you would never know about, Hispanic teachers, evangelicals that you would never know about this side of heaven, but we're able through the hub in Memphis and then the satellite studios as they open up with local board operators, we're able to bring in these voices of Christ who can proclaim in the Spanish tongue the everlasting gospel of Christ and the whole counsel of God. And the purpose is to rally the evangelical Latino community where every satellite station is or within the bandwidth of being able to hear that in that context of area so that they can come together and this can be a rallying kingdom collaboration so that cross-denominational, these Hispanics can come together on the essentials of the gospel. And we can reach these Hispanics. And then we're praying that when Hispanics experience a great awakening through the gospel and the favor of God and the anointing of the word of God, that the Hispanics would lead into the Anglos and the other ethnicities in our country. God uses what even the church says is foolishness in order to bring glory to himself. And may he do it through the Buenas Nuevas Network.
That's awesome. And in Jacksonville, I listen to you all the time when I'm in Jacksonville on 102.3 FM. You're in Memphis on, I believe it's 105.5 and AM 830. By the way, our original flagship station, for many people listening to my voice right now, Stu Epperson, in for my good buddy Steve Noble. Many of you listening to this show right now on AM 830, our flagship station, WTRU, AM 830, this big torch of a station that covers parts of four states, right out of Memphis, right, Dr. Hamlett? That's your flagship.
That's it. That's the flagship. And with the internet feed and the app, we have a high-quality app. We've used some of the professionals that did Luis Palau's IT work and website, and Luis was one of my mentor evangelist for many years in San Andrew throughout Latin America. As I learned to preach as an evangelist in the open air festivals. We have that technology now that we've invested in for our app and website so we can deliver services, digital services to businesses and churches and all types of organizations that need to get the word out about their products, about what they're doing to reach these Hispanic constituents in a holistic way,
awesome.
Good staple products, but also things that are more esoteric to the wonderful Latino people group.
Amen. Toll-free, 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to ask how can we reach or answer how can we reach Hispanics with the gospel, hang on.
I want to welcome our Spanish-speaking audience on the Buenas Nuevas Network.
En la cadena Buenas Nuevas.
BNN, as we call it.
BNN.
Studio housed here on the GMF Stephen Offer Center campus.
Estudios aquí en GMF en el Stephen Offer Center.
Now a national audience.
Ahora también con una audiencia
with satellite
nacional.
Cities.
En ciudades en el país.
Welcome.
Bienvenidos.
And I want to welcome, of course, our English speaking.
So you're going to hear a whole message there. Go to the website or go to the Facebook page, Global Ministries Foundation. Every Sunday night, Dr. Hamlett drops a powerful message. This week it's in Corinthians. It's really good. He just brings the Word of God, challenges both English and Hispanic-speaking friends in the gospel, invites people to get saved. People are coming to Christ. People are liking, sharing this all over Facebook. Dr. Hamlett, you and Irving, the awesome director of the Buenas Nuevas Network, you guys do this in tandem, tag team. It's really cool to see. Dr. Hammond, don't you have other things to do on a Sunday night besides get up and preach to millions of people? I mean, tell us what drives your passion, Dr. Hammond. At the end of the day, wake us up a little bit. We're listening. I read a statistic recently. Less than 5% of believers even share the gospel. I mean, like, it saves people from hell. It fulfills their life. It saves their soul forever. It's better than the cure to cancer, the gospel is. Yet less than 5% of us even care to share with our neighbor. We're lethargic. Less than 10% of Christians even give 10% to the church. You and I are talking all the time about how can we raise more money? People can give your ministry money and reach Hispanics with the gospel all over the country. Yet we're so kind of lazy. I said we, everyone. So I'm not knocking all my listeners here. I'm not trying to drive you away. I'm trying to claim I'm guilty as well of being apathetic. Dr. Hamlett, wake us up. You're preaching your heart out on Sunday nights all over Facebook. You're preaching the gospel. You're going to all these churches trying to reach Hispanics, 20 million stronger in here, 60 million in our whole country. Tell us what's driving this.
Well, it's very clear that the door of grace in Jesus Christ remains open, and the door one day, brother, will be shut. And that door of grace, or the door of salvation, and by the way, that's nothing mechanical or program or ritual. It's Jesus Christ. He's the door. He is the gospel.
Amen.
And the door of salvation is open. Jesus says, whosoever will may come. Mm. And so we're in a season of grace. And, you know, that door will shut on Latinos. It will shut on Anglos. It'll shut on any son of Adam. All of us, image bearers, sinful by the fall, original sin and actual sin. We are under the wrath of God unless God in his mercy comes to us. And for God so loved the world, and for God so loved Latinos, he gave his only begotten son. And so that door is open, and we must proclaim the gospel, because either the door will shut if we're alive when Jesus comes, and those in unbelief will forever perish, or that door will shut in our own lives when we have that encounter with our appointment day with death. And we will then, each of us, will stand before the God of the universe, and only those who are in Christ, who are born again, who have the imputed righteousness of Christ received by faith, only those, whether Hispanic or Anglo or any ethnicity, will be able to enter in to eternal fellowship with God. It is the door of grace that's open. May we proclaim that from the airwaves and the streets and the stadiums and the sanctuaries until we have no more words to share, because we're leaving this world.
Mm. Wow. So there's a sobering urgency here.
Yes.
We're in a peacetime. Yes. We're not going to walk outside to, you know, and share Jesus and get shot in the head. You know, in America, Christians are being tortured, beaten at a higher level than ever before in history around the world. We don't feel that here necessarily. But here, God, in his providence, there's a shifting of things geopolitically, geographically, and there are Hispanics coming. What is the church doing to meet them at the border, to lead them to Jesus, to feed them, to clothe them, to give them the gospel? And you're doing this. Radio is a powerful tool. Radio, Doc, you love radio for the same reason I do. You can preach the gospel. Right now, I could sit here in one room with one mic, and you could talk, too, and we're going to talk to a whole bunch of folks that we could never go one-on-one with. It'd take us an eternity just to talk to everybody that we're talking to right
now. Yes, I'm a newcomer in this space. I mean, I've been a programmer with Ministry in the Marketplace, started with Bach 6 years ago, and now in Salem and Truth and other stations around the country, national. But I'm a new guy in this space as a consumer, as a user. And then with BNN, we've stepped out into the actual ownership and operation of signals and stations. And it's a real business. Yeah. Like you, we have to pay the bills.
Well,
there's a cost. And so we need, as Truth needs, and every evangelical-driven media company, organization, we need the public. We need the public to come together and give first of themselves and sharing the gospel, but then come together and share of the resources so that we can reach more people with sustainable businesses, missions models, marketplace ministries, in those non-conventional ways, according to the institutional church, but we can reach them. And so that's why I'm so excited about BNN and the radio and app, internet, and all that we have, and connecting with people where they are, who will never come into a church, many of them, in their lifetime.
Well, you've taken a great risk. We want to thank you for that publicly, and I want to go on the record here saying some things that are going on right now. Friends, if you're in the Durham area, Raleigh-Durham, you can turn your radio right now to AM 1410. Truth Network just took that station over. AM 1410. Tell all your Hispanic friends it's Christian Spanish, and you're about to hear the Buenos Nuevas Network on there. We're working on the satellite feed and all that to put Dr. Hamlet's whole network on there with high quality, the highest quality Christian music and powerful teaching from people like David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, all the great teachers you hear in English on the Truth Network. You can hear them in Spanish on the Buenos Nuevas Network. We're trying to go to some other places, but they need your help. The goal of it, having him on today, by the way, was to open your eyes to the harvest that's out there and to see what one man saved out of a successful Wall Street career. He's still a businessman, very much so, but God's called him to reach Hispanics. And he's kind of saying, hey, can you guys help me here a little bit? You know, join us in this crusade to reach Hispanics, these dear men, women, children who are coming to our country. They're our new neighbors, our new friends. Let's share the good news of Jesus with them, and let's build into them. Let's wake up, share with them, and watch what God does through them, because they have thousands of family members all across all those places you preached, 200 countries all over the world, and specifically Latin America. Dr. Hamlet, the folks that are here, they're connected so to all those people. So you're when you reach Jose in Memphis or in Durham, you're reaching his whole family back in Honduras.
That's right.
So there's a connection, and they're communicating all the time. And all of a sudden, he's not just sending money; he's sending la Biblia, la palabra de Dios, the Word of God. So Dr. Hamlet, there's a compelling, there's an urgency, but there's a window right now where we can reach so many dear people with the good news of Christ. So we're kind of sounding the trumpet. Truth Network is involved. We're partnering with these guys because you guys have the awesome content. You've worked to refine Irving and your team. You've refined an amazing schedule of hosts around the clock, preaching the gospel, playing solid teaching, not the prosperity, you know, pablum and mishmash, but the truth that the loving God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on that cross for our sins, who is risen from the dead, and he's coming again in glory, and you can know him, and you can repent of your sins and put your faith in him and be saved. You're putting all this out 24/7 in Spanish. I got your app right here. There's nothing that I get more excited about. I was in with Alexis, our manager, in Durham at AM 1410. I was with him, and I called you afterward about this, Dr. Hamlet, and I opened the app, I listened, he says, that's good, brother, that's good. He loved it. As soon as we get that internet connection, we're going to put that on. Irving's been working, and he's been buying equipment quicker than we can pay for it, but we got to get it on, right?
Well, yeah, you know, we don't, I mean, again, I'm thankful for all the small radio operators around, you know, every one of them, anybody that preaches the gospel, I don't care if it's on a antenna in the back of their truck in their house. If they're preaching Jesus, amen. God
amen.
Bless. But we have a desire for BNN to be a large infrastructure, economies of scale, businesses, missions, broadcast company that brings together Hispanic businessmen, Hispanic entrepreneurs, Hispanic pastors, you know, Hispanics from different countries that speak Spanish that maybe in the past were rivals within their own territorialism. What a great way to come together on BNN. You speak a same language, Spanish. Maybe it's bilingual, you know English and Spanish. Well, great. I think that more Americans, including myself, we need to teach Spanish as a second language because I those with no English, because I think we need to find a way to connect more within the opportunities that God has given us to reach Latinos with the gospel.
Well, that's the other part I told Alexis. I said, Alexis, now listen, my grandkids are likely going to be working for your grandkids. So will you remember, Dr. Hamlet, me? You know will you remember the little people when you climb to success? And this guy's really a go-getter, and I'm just so encouraged by that. But we have a unique window, unique opportunity. Now, Dr. Hamlet, what is the website for folks to learn more about your ministry? By the way, we have a little bit. We have 30 seconds left in this break. And then, Doc, stay on it with us, will you, for just a few more minutes after this break. It'll be our last segment. But give the website going into the break so folks can check you out. Is it what is it?
The website of Global Ministries Foundation is www.gmfonline.org.
Okay, fantastic.
And yes, thank you.
We'll give you more after this. Hang on. Quick break. More. Stu Epperson in for my buddy Steve Noble. 866-34-TRUTH. Call us with your idea on how to reach Hispanics. Coming next. So if you are in Boston, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, coming soon, Lord willing, to Albuquerque, coming soon, to Durham on AM 1410, you are hearing the Buenas Nuevas Network, which is what I just played for you. You can download the app. I love lighting this app up on my phone and playing it for my Hispanic friends. They may not understand a lick of what I say. I don't speak great Spanish. I'm trying to learn it. I actually helped little Cub with her Spanish homework the other night. I did pretty good. I took three or four years in high school. Dr. Hamlet and I are trying to learn that language. Why not? Why not? So many, 20 million folks are here. More than that are in our country. 20 million, you know, new friends are coming. How are you reaching them with the good news of Jesus Christ? I'm Stu Epperson, honored to fill in for my buddy Steve Noble on his wonderful show, Call to Action, today. The Steve Noble Show. Check him out on Facebook, online, everywhere. Huge following. Steve's always stirring it up, and I know he's passionate about what I'm passionate about. You know, we've been on a missions trip, and Dr. Richard Hamlet has been our guide. Dr. Hamlet, this has been a pretty cool missions trip. We didn't have to leave the country because the mission field has come to us. They're here. What are we doing about
it? That's right. That's right. You remember it was Billy Graham that said he believed the greatest unreached mission field is the marketplace, and the marketplace continues to have many who are more even pagan in their beliefs and pluralists and world religions, and yet they have not even heard the true simplicity and purity of the gospel of grace.
Wow.
So we are the ones to go out and take the gospel into the marketplace.
Wow. What got you excited about this program? And I want to get back to the Hispanics as we wrap up. Dr. Richard Hamlet, who's the founder of the Buenas Nuevas Network, an awesome Christian Spanish network that's taken the country by storm, reaching Hispanics with the good news of the gospel, reaching their real needs, you know, reaching their, you know, helping them, giving advice and exchange and legal advice and things like that, but also giving them the Word of God, inviting them to be saved. They've got conversions happening all over the place. You can donate this ministry. We'll tell you how in just a bit. But Dr. Hamlet, the other gear, the other lane you're in is this, and they're really, they all kind of converge because it's all about Jesus, is this Ministry in the Marketplace national radio show. I love hearing that show. I'm not just saying that because I've been one of your highest rated guests either, Dr. Hamlet. I'm not just saying that for that reason. I mean, that, you know, that I was on the show, but this is tremendous. Tell us about the passion. What is it that fires you up with that Billy Graham quote about this Ministries in the Marketplace radio show you do that's all over, that's on hundreds of stations?
Well, it's a different format for one. It's 26 minutes. They're diversified, and it's not 26 minutes of preaching, although I love doing that and do that many times.
Sure.
But there are many of those you can hear even who are in heaven that are preaching. We mentioned continue on the airways. What I wanted to do was have a program that was broken down in the first 10, 11 minutes, a homily, but a challenge that I give from the Word of God, exhorting believers to in the marketplace to embrace the intentionality of the gospel. And so I'll share from my heart and the overflow from those verses. And each week we have what I call a kingdom practitioner, a Christian who we have on the program who are from different professions, diversity and training, businessmen, doctors, lawyers, pastors, sports athletes, whoever, and then the common Joe and Jane, who you've never heard about, but God's using them. You know, God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So we bring a diversity of guests on a Q&A, which I really enjoy hosting that for 10, 11 minutes. And then we try to land it in with a challenge and prayer and benediction to charge our audience to go forth and proclaim the gospel as witnesses wherever they are. So we love this format. I think it's a good quality format. We have a wonderful media team here directing it, and so we're thankful for how God's opening doors for this outreach program to go forward.
Yeah, I can't think of anything more strategic. You know, you got a Ministry of the Marketplace program. You have a heart to reach people in the marketplace. Everybody's got a job. Everyone, if you don't, you probably need one. And then this other Hispanic heart that you have, because we've got millions of Hispanics coming in that are here that need the gospel. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, if they're here illegally, they got a bigger legal problem. Need to be justified by faith in Jesus.
Amen.
They need to be saved.
Amen.
We're all into this. Well, what are you doing here illegally? What are you doing in my country? Well, how about, do you know Christ? Because I would rather someone I would rather not be legal and spend eternity in hell, right, than not know Jesus. I mean, Dr. Hamlet, it's not even what in the world is going on there?
Yeah. I mean, God is a God of law and order. I'm a U.S. constituent. I believe in law and order. I believe that everybody should enter legally. But when people are here, they're image bearers, and for whatever reason, they're here providentially.
Amen.
And while they're here, we want to reach them with the good news of the gospel. We want to reach them for such a time as now. And, you know, God is a God of justice, but he's a God of mercy.
Mm.
And the gospel mercies go out to anyone, everyone who will come to Jesus Christ in true repentance and faith.
Mm. Amen. And this is the call that's going out right now, 24/7, on this amazing Christian Spanish network called BNN. That stands for Buenas Nuevas Network. Now, if you know what that means, Good News Network. So you learn Spanish today. Everyone, don't play dumb or don't act like you didn't learn anything today. Buenas means good. Nuevas means news. Good News Network. And the gospel is good news. And you have a chance to share the good news with people who I guarantee would love for someone who's maybe a native of America, who's a citizen, to engage and talk. And here's a cool little book. Amen. And I can't speak your language too well, but look at this app. Here, give me your phone. Here, download this free app, and I've played the app for folks. You can even lead someone to Christ through this app, and that's what they're doing. Is there a website with Buenas Nuevas? Is it just buenasnuevasnetwork.org, Dr. Hamlet, for people to go? And how can people give financially? There's people that want to donate that see this.
Yes.
They can't. I put on my Instagram just now a little post of our show today. I tagged Irving. I tagged BNN and Truth Network. But I put on there, pray, give, and go. Those are the big ones, right, Doc? And so there's a way for everyone to be a part of this thing, huh?
Yeah, I think the GMF website has the link to, to that BNN special domain.
Okay, cool.
And that can lead you and navigate you, through the lanes. But, yeah, we would love to have anybody that God's prompting to come alongside of us and helping support the professional costs that we incur to bring of excellence a message out to this country and the Latino constituents.
Yeah, when people are donating to you, you're a businessman. You're supporting yourself. You are a bivocational, what I consider a bivocational ministry. You're supporting yourself. You're preaching more than you're doing business, but you're preaching through business, which I love about you. You've been a great example, great model. I told my entrepreneurial real estate brother-in-law, we want to grow up to be like Dr. Hamlet one day, who's doing these big deals with real estate and successful, but he's using it to share Jesus with people. You put evangelism together for these housing units that you go into. You're trying to lead people to Christ. It's pretty awesome. So you see the harvest. You're engaging. But so if someone gives to you, if they give to – they're really not giving to you. They're giving to the Lord. But if they give to the Buenas Nuevas Network or they go to gmfonline.org, the Global Ministries Foundation website, gmfonline.org, they can donate. Truth Network did a donation this morning to your ministry, and we clicked on Buenas Nuevas Network. It was very easy. I went to your Facebook page, I clicked on your link to your website, and I just went in there and made a donation through the Truth Network to the Buenas Nuevas Network. So people can do that very easily, and it's all going toward keeping this format on the air, right? To reaching these souls with the gospel.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. It takes money to do ministry. Just try doing it without it. And we have generated funds through our business's missions models to be able to invest in heavy development infrastructure costs to be able to deliver the product to the public that we're doing, this product of gospel proclamation in the Spanish language. And so it's time for others to come, and you want to see the velocity of your donor dollar. You want to see your dollar get a great return on investment with eternal dividends. We've already paid the freight on the structure. We just need folks to come alongside and help us expand with the satellites within our BNN model that we have based from the Memphis hub. And so it's a great opportunity we have, Stu, to multiply the gospel.
So that's why you're at that job, to reach people for Christ. That's why you make that money, to give back. Yes. God gives to you so he can give through you. And this is a wonderful ministry to support. And by the way, Dr. Hamlet, you're at home here because the listeners to this program, the Truth Network and all across the country, are very generous. They're very supportive of this kind of thing because we really see when I can give so someone else can live and hear the gospel.
Yeah.
There's nothing more encouraging. Quote, give us your life verse real quick, Dr. Hamlet. I love this, and tie this into our whole conversation.
Philippians 1:6. It's wonderful. You have justification, sanctification, and glorification. Mm-hmm. He who began a good work in you, that's the grace of God. That's justification, the free grace of God that brings us to Christ in our unworthiness. Then you have, we'll continue to do a good work. What is that? That's sanctification. That's being conformed in the image of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's work in progress, man. That's the walk of faith. And then glorification. He who began a good work in you will perform it in the day of Jesus Christ. That means either when we see Jesus, when he comes again if we're alive, or when we die and we leave this earth, we transition, we will open our eyes in his presence, and we will have glorified spirits because we will see Jesus just as he is.
Mm. Amen. And you mean God has given us the privilege while Jesus tarries, before the return of the king, he's given us the privilege to sow the good news of the gospel out there.
Amen.
To rescue the perishing, to care for the dying, to put the gospel in any language, love in any language, straight from the heart. Buenos Nuevos Network is doing it. Dr. Richard Hamlet, Irving, give my love to Irving. Dr. Hamlet, pray a quick popcorn prayer for with us. We're all going to pray with you right now. We're all going to hold hands spiritually across the country. Stu Epperson on the Steve Noble Show. Close us in prayer for our Hispanic friends real quick. We only have about 20 seconds. Dr. Hammond, lead us in a quick one, will
Lord,
you please?
We pray, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would go before us and open the hearts and minds, anoint the proclamation of the gospel in the Spanish tongue. Lord, may your Holy Spirit do his work of grace, grant repentance and faith to many Hispanics that they may be born again, that they may truly repent and believe the gospel. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Be a part of this. Check us out on our website. Learn more. GMFOnline.org. Global Ministries Foundation. Buenos Nuevos Network. Reach the mission field that's coming to you.
This is the Truth Network.